5.11.
Now, I imagine some of you are finding this story a bit difficult to believe. So I've invited into the studio Professor Miller, who is an expert in sleepwalking. Professor Miller, does this story surprise you?
Not at all. I have treated people who have driven cars, ridden horses, and I have one man who even tried to fly a helicopter while he was asleep.
But how did this girl manage to climb a 40-metre crane?
It would have been no problem for her. She would climb the crane just as easily as if she were awake.
And would her eyes have been open?
Yes. Sleepwalkers usually have their eyes open. That's why sometimes it's difficult to know if someone is sleepwalking or not.
Is sleepwalking very common?
Yes. Research shows that about 18% of the population have a tendency to sleepwalk. In fact, it's much more common in children than in teenagers or adults. And curiously, it's more common among boys than girls. Adults who sleepwalk are normally people who used to sleepwalk when they were children. Adult sleepwalking often happens after a stressful event, for example, after a road accident.
People always say that you should never wake a sleepwalker up when they're walking. Is that true?
No, it isn't. People used to think that it was dangerous to wake up a sleepwalker, but in fact, this isn't the case. You can wake a sleepwalker up without any problem, although if you do, it is quite common for the sleepwalker to be confused, so he or she probably won't know where they are for a few moments.
So if we see someone sleepwalking, should we wake them up?
Yes. You should remember that another of the myths about sleepwalkers is that they cannot injure themselves while they are sleepwalking, but this isn't true. If a sleepwalker is walking around the house, they can trip or fall over a chair or even fall downstairs. The other day, there was a case of a 9-year-old girl who opened her bedroom window while sleepwalking and fell 10 metres to the ground. Luckily, she wasn't seriously injured. So, you see, it is definitely safer to wake a sleepwalker up.
How long does sleepwalking last?
It can be very brief. For example, a few minutes. The most typical cases are people getting up and getting dressed, or people going to the bathroom. But it can occasionally last much longer, maybe half an hour or even more.
And what happens when sleepwalkers wake up? Do they remember the things they did while they were sleepwalking?
No. A sleepwalker usually doesn't remember anything afterwards. So, for example, the girl who climbed up the crane will probably have no memory of the incident.
So, is a sleepwalker responsible for his or her actions?
A very good question, actually. A few years ago, a man from Canada got up in the middle of the night and drove 20 kilometres from his home to the house where his parents-in-law lived, and for no apparent reason, he killed his mother-in-law. The man was charged with murder, but he was found not guilty because he had been asleep at the time he committed the crime.